Hi, this is a dictation for Delhi, Dahlia Ellis. D like Detroit, A-L-L-I-Y-A-H. Last name is Ellis, E-L-L-I-S. Date of birth 9-7-2022. Date of service 7-1-2024. Date of accident is 1-10-2024. Chief complaints of the patients are pain in the neck, pain in the lower back, pain in both the shoulders, pain in the right leg, left leg, right knee, right ankle, right hip, and right shoulder. Severe headaches. History of the automobile accident. The patient, Dahlia Ellis, alleges that she was involved in an automobile accident. It is 1-10-2024. This is 1-10-2024. And that accident happened in Detroit. She was traveling with a driver and a passenger in front. She herself was sitting in the rear seat on the right with two children of her own. The patient was traveling in a Durango, but she's not sure. The car was not hers. The site of accident is unknown, but somewhere in Detroit. Police report is not available right now. The patient reports that her history of accident is as follows. She was picked up from her mom's place to go to her own home on 1-10-2024. She has one of her child and one other child in the car. And they were picked by a distant friend of her friend, who also sent her daughter as well. While they were traveling to go to her own home, suddenly a lot of police cops' cars came. They stopped the car with the guns, and the driver of the car took off. A car chase began. Ultimately, the police caught up with the car, and they were able to stop it. The patient, Dahlia Ellis, was able to open the door and come out of the car with her daughters. But as she was doing it, the gentleman who was the driver took off again. In the process of taking off, he ran over her ankle, which got fractured. The patient further report that she doesn't know what else happened in detail. The police reports are not available. And she was initially restrained, but at the time when she was trying to get out, the restraint was not there. Doesn't know the status of airbag. She did not pass out. It was basically a hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. Patient further report that after the accident, she was taken by someone passing by to the hospital, Henry Ford Hospital, where she was dropped off. She was there for overnight, where x-rays were done, fractures were identified, but not operated the same day. The surgery was done after a few days when insurance claim was settled. He also reported that she has seen orthopedic surgeon Dr. Alexander at Henry Ford Hospital, as well as Dr. Brendan King at the Henry Ford Hospital for at least 7 visits. She saw Dr. Scott Klein at Henry Ford, as well as a couple other doctors for helping her in the process. But no physical therapy has been provided, no chiropractic treatments are provided. Regarding the history of presenting illness. Patient is suffering from headaches, which are reported to be 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches are occupying the vertex, the front and back, and the right temple, as the worst area. They are almost constant and severe, sensitive to light, sensitive to noise. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura reported. The headaches are associated with following symptoms of PBI as reported by the patient. They are associated with loss of balance, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmare, fearful of the event. Patient report that there is no associated dizziness or vertigo. There is no associated loss of consciousness or seizures. No memory loss, no ringing in the ear or buzzing in the ear, no taste problem, smell problem, no TMJ problem, no vision problem. There are no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. No forgetfulness or disorientation is reported. No light, and there is no subtle anesthesia. However, the patient does report weakness, lightheadedness, numbness in the both hands and fingers, difficulty walking, and fatigue. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient report that she is having a severe pain, continuous, in the neck, which is 9, lower back is 9, right knee, right ankle, and right hip are 9. And they are continuous as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, punishing, cruel. They range 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factors for the pain is worsened by sitting, bending, coughing, standing, lying down, walking, driving all the time. But they are not improved by anything. The reports of numbness, tingling in both the hands involving all the fingers. Which is constant. But no muscle weakness is reported. There is no poor grip, and patient doesn't have any blood or bowel incontinence. Past treatment, no other treatments have been obtained except for 7 visits to the Hanford Hospital for the fracture that she received in the right ankle after the car ran over her foot. Please review the records for system review. For past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment. Patient is working as a healthcare worker at a mental institution where she takes care of the mentally retarded patients. But currently she is unemployed due to the pain. Legal history, patient is seeking Kevin Gordon as the attorney. And personal history, patient doesn't have any, he doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, or does not use recreational drugs. Finally, review the chart for the ADLs. Physical examination, blood pressure is 164 over 106, pulse 62, pulse ox is 98, height 5'9", weight 170. The patient is a 21-year-old African-American girl of an average build, nutrition, alert-oriented, operative and conscious, sitting comfortably, and doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, severe pain, passes. Doesn't appear to be anxious, lethargic. She has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with limping and is mobile without using any cane or any adaptive device at this time. Rest of the exam is from the template, except in the skin. There is a scar for surgery in the right ankle that was fractured and repaired with open with ORIF, open reduction internal fixation has been done, and a plate and screws are placed in. And there is a scar of 2.5 inches in the right ankle area. Rest of the exam And neurological examination, psychiatric exam are all normal. The musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpations from the sample, the spine tenderness none, paravertebral muscle spasm none, hypertonicity none, range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows: forward flexion is 50, extension 50, side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 70. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, and rotation is 15. Hyperextension is not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain, the Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lohmer test, distraction test. So the all tests are all negative. Thoracic spine, slump test, Roos test negative, lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was positive at 35 degrees bilaterally with positive contralateral leg raise test. CAM test was negative. Brzezinski negative. And in the SI joint, both the sacroiliac joints were found negative. For tenderness, standing flexion test negative, iliocompression test negative, distraction test negative, Faber test negative, Gonsalin test negative, Trendelenburg sign is negative. Examination of the both hands revealed no issue with the Trinel sign or Fallon sign. And grip is normal, no motor weakness is noticed, and there is no issue with the spasm, contracture, or any deviation, muscle atrophy, or wound or fracture. No atrophy, thin or prominence, and reflexes are normal, circulation is intact, motor power is normal, grip is normal. Shoulder examination. Bilateral shoulder examination was done. Range of motions are completely normal, with muscle strength is normal. Hawken-Kennedy test is negative, MTBR-10 test is negative, speed test, near test is negative, anterior posterior apprehension test negative. Grips are normal, normal range of motion for 180 degrees of forward flexion and abduction. Right hip joint appears to be completely normal. There is no contusion, laceration, swelling, spasm, contracture. Alignment is normal. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Patrick sign, Trendelenburg's test, log roll, Ellie test, Thomas test are negative. Right knee area inspection reveals no scar or edematism. On palpation, there is no tenderness, swelling, asymmetry. No crepitus grinding or popping noise heard. Range of motions are normal. Collateral ligaments are negative for tenderness, fracture, rupture. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality is absent. Anterior draw, posterior draw is negative. McMurray's time is negative. Patellar apprehension was negative. Right ankle and foot examination reveals a scar on the lateral part of the malleolus area for the previous fracture, repair, open reduction, internal fixation. Range of motion of the right ankle and foot is normal. All the toes are moving. Davinsky sign is negative. There is no healing of the scar is completely normal, and no other issues are noticed in the ankle and foot. Diagnosis. In general, V89.2 XXT, R26.89, Z79.891. Seen as R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, M muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. In the shoulder, M25.511, M25.512, hand and wrist M79.641, M79.642. Right leg pain M79.604, right hip pain and 25.551, right knee pain and 25.561. Right ankle pain and 25.571, foot pain and 79.671, fracture of the right ankle, cervical spine M54.2, M50.20, thoracic spine M54.09, lumbar spine M54.5, 51.27, 54.16. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Physical therapy is ordered for the lumbar region and possibly cervical region, right knee, right hip, right ankle and foot, possible carpal tunnels, and with traction and massage, acupuncture, laser, infrared heat, disability for work and hospital replacement, transportation, medications. Prevention is provide following medication: naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect, lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for topical pain relief, Norco 5 milligram tablet once a day, PRN 7 tablets are provided, Furosets are provided 1 or 2 every 6 hours, PRN 50 tablets for headaches. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is okay. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records and medical records are not available. They have been ordered released. They'll be incorporated for the next visit. Intervention pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care caseworker, none. Past medical records, ordered release. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. We'll review the records from the hospital and then make a decision on the next visit. DMEs. Patient is provided with the back brace and follow visit in 15 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.